Tactical strategy number nine is the monthly client contact. And what this is about is it's really about how you integrate all these different ideas that I've given you in a systematic method. And so the monthly client contact is really the lever or the vehicle in which you're going to execute a lot of these strategies. And I suggest, and this is based on lots of experience, lots of client research, lots of input that I've gotten from the top advisors, that contacting your client proactively once a month is kind of the sweet spot. That doesn't mean you talk to them once a month. You may talk to them more than that, but a proactive contact. And I'm going to suggest that it be 8 monthly contacts. Actually, it's 12 monthly contacts. 8 of them are going to be shorter in length. 3 are going to be quarterly reviews, and 1 is going to be an annual review. So you add all that up, and it's 12. So really what it is that it's the amount of time that you spend on each of these monthly contacts that kind of dictate what type of contact it is. So my suggestion is that there are essentially 4 parts to the monthly contact and quarterly reviews. The only difference on the quarterly review from the monthly contact is that the portfolio part of the contact be expanded. So here are the 4 parts. Number 1 is making a connection, a reconnection from the last conversation. It's an icebreaker. It's just showing that you care. Remember the relationship focus? Well, that's what this is about. It's an example would be, you know, Mr. Client, you know, the last time we talked, you mentioned that Johnny was in his first year in college. How's that going for him? How has he done? You know, has he adapted well to the college environment? And how are things going with Johnny? Or, you know, Mr. Client, the last time you talked, you mentioned about going on a nice family ski vacation. Did you guys have a good time? And, you know, how was the snow? And did everybody have a good time kind of enjoying each other? So it's just an example of a personal reconnection so that you're showing that you care, that the relationship's important. That's number 1. Number 2 is doing a review on kind of the current state of their portfolio. And if it's a monthly contact, it can be as simple as, you know, I just wanted you to know, Mr. Client, that everything is going fine. I know the markets have been challenging and our portfolio may be down right now, but I have to tell you, I think we're well positioned for when it recovers and there's not a thing I'd do that would change. That would be 2. Number 3, and number 3 is really this growth lever that's so important to where you're going to execute a lot of these strategies might be, you know, Mr. Client, Mrs. Client, I really am making a commitment this year to get to know and work closer with my client's other advisors, like their CPA and estate planning attorney. And I want to just ask you if you feel satisfied or comfortable with your current CPA. And if you do, if you would provide me his name and number or her name and number, I'd be happy and would like to call them to develop a closer relationship so that we can work better on your behalf. Would you feel comfortable with that? That would be a way to find the CPA's name and begin that tactical strategy. Another way to use that third component would be, you know, Mr. Client, Mrs. Client, I have found that with the different actuarial tables that are occurring now on insurance, that people are living longer, and as a result, insurance premiums are coming down. And we're happy to do a complimentary insurance review of your current policy to see if, in fact, we can improve your price and maybe increase your coverage. If you'd feel comfortable, you know, making a copy and sending it to me of your insurance policy, I'll be glad to do that complimentary review for you to see if I can't improve your situation. Another example of the growth component, number 3, would be, you know, Mrs. Client, the last time we talked, you mentioned that you had X amount of money in the money fund. I just have to encourage you as strongly as I can. This is such an excellent time to be in the market that I would really encourage you to bring half of that, at least half, love for you to bring all of it, but at least half of it over, and allow me to invest it with us in some, I think, extremely good values in the market right here, which I think will pay off in a big way for you down the road as the economy improves. Those are all different examples of how you basically bring in these tactical strategies through the monthly contact. So that's number three in terms of the four parts. And then the fourth is simply to say, you know, is there anything else on your mind that we haven't covered, that, you know, that you've thought about since our last meeting? I want to make sure that before I hang up this phone or before, you know, this review is over, that anything that's on your mind is covered. And that's a wonderful way for clients to feel that you care, that they're comfortable bringing things up to you. It allows you to, if there are any service issues or problems, to write on top of it. And it's a great way to end the call. Now, the quarterly reviews are going to be an expansion of this, a little bit longer in terms of the time, particularly on the portfolio section. And the annual review, I would recommend whenever possible that you do it face-to-face and that it's going to take at least an hour. Now, if you do the math and you have 100 clients and each one take an hour, an annual review is going to take 100 hours, which is almost, you know, 60% of an entire month's work. And I know that's a big commitment, but the good things that come from that, you know, it's a great way to ask for referrals. It's a great way to engage with the client. It's a great way to talk about making appropriate changes, for introducing new products, to identify and bring in new assets. I mean, the power of sitting down with the client for an hour and putting the year in perspective and talking to them about the last year and the year moving forward and remind them about the plan. I mean, as much time as it takes, it's such a powerful thing to do, and I would encourage you to do it. As you can probably tell, this level of service and doing these monthly contacts is going to take a lot of time. And it's going to take between 10 and 12 hours a client. It's hard to have more than 100 clients under this system. But remember, and this is so important, the average top advisor only had 80. And they only had 80 because those 80 were very rich. And they couldn't provide them with the kind of contact and service they needed unless they limited the number. And that's a great reason to limit the number of your relationships to 100 with the idea of always increasing the wealth of each person in that relationship. Finally, these monthly client contacts is going to do wonders for retention. Clients that are contacted frequently, proactively contacted frequently, are among the happiest, most loyal clients.